Here's Lee's story. See if it reminds you of anyone you know or of how you've responded to situations in your own life.
I really can't understand myself. I'm a grown woman. I'm smart. I've had a career and earned money all my life. And yet, I simply cannot bring myself to talk to my husband about money. I was 41 when I married Walter, 3 years ago. I'd never been married before. Walter was 51 and had been married for 22 years and divorced for 5. He had and has a lot of money. I don't. And that's the crux of my problem. I respect and admire Walter. He's a very old-fashioned kind of guy. He wears 3-piece suits. He works hard. He made every dollar he has by starting and running small computer companies. His father supported his mother, and Walter supported his first wife and children. Still does. He once mentioned that he sends his ex-wife, who never worked, a lot of alimony. And that's after they divided everything equally between them at the time of the divorce. His 25 and 28-year-old sons call and write for money. He sends it. Except for thinking that they might be better off learning to support themselves, like I did, I don't mind. You see, Walter supports me too, although it might not look that way. I work, I earn a respectable amount of money, and put most of that money in the bank. Meanwhile, he pays all the bills, buys our dinners in the city's best restaurants, picks out and pays for the vacations we take, buys the furniture, even pays for many of my clothes. When we go out to dinner with his friends or my friends, unless someone grabs the check away from him, he pays. Sometimes he grabs it back. He's incredibly generous and responsible. I never worry that he's overspending. As far as I know, he's never been in debt. But I don't know how much money Walter makes or has or where he keeps his money. We have no joint accounts. I don't know what kind of insurance he has or what other financial obligations he is under. The apartment we moved into when we got married is in Walter's name alone, partly, I think, because my credit rating was terrible then. I had tax arrears. He paid them. When we first moved into the apartment, I tried to get him to let me pay a proportionate share of the mortgage and maintenance based on my income and my wild guess about what his income might be. But every month...